That's actually a really good question. How much time do we have?
Science by anybody and for everybody.
How we build that internet is by getting our hands dirty. And so that's exactly
what science is supposed to be from the very beginning, you know.
Hello, I'm Julie Gould, and welcome to the Citizens of Science podcast, an audio exploration and celebration of all things citizen science and open science. Welcome to the fifth episode of this mini-series trying to answer the question, what is science? In this episode, I'm speaking to Louisa Rose Allen, who is a secretary based in London. Now, Louisa has no scientific background and actually really found it quite tedious doing science at school. But her love of encyclopedias and the Tell Me Why stories actually ended up taking her back to doing some science now that she's older. I'll let her explain more.
As a child, I loved the Tell Me Why books and have always enjoyed poring over encyclopedias. But that's just in text. You don't participate in them, although they're interesting and give you a point and they answer your questions, it doesn't show you how they got to the answers.
So even the experiments that you did in school science, they still didn't invigorate this or try and show you how to answer these type of questions?
Not really. You would find 10 to 15 children all round one table watching the teacher carry out some kind of practical experiment, and you didn't feel part of it. It was like watching a TV programme, really.
Okay. At that point then, what did you think science meant?
Tedious and unexciting. And something I just couldn't contribute to or have any input in. It's a big word that's kind of scary, really.
Why is it scary?
Because it's always classed at school as the brainy people are good at science and they go on to do these qualifications and jobs that the average person doesn't. So to break it down and make it so that everyone can be involved is just really good.
So now that you left school, you've been working for a few years, you've also started contributing to citizen science projects.
Yep. What I loved about that is it was open to everybody of all ages, all walks of life, all backgrounds. You didn't have to have any qualifications in science. It was easy available in an understandable format. Instructions, guidance, all the materials provided really easily. And then at the end, you send off your results or your results and you get to see the end report and read it. And it was just a fabulous winning formula. And you thought, well, yeah, actually, I was part of that. I can see how that happened. And it's really, really interesting.
So which citizen science project are you involved with?
It was the flying ant survey, which is something I always hated flying ants because I used to catch in my hair when I was cycling. And I used to find it so funny that some years they'd seem to be around my birthday, other times they'd be around an anniversary. But it was always one day. And then to find that somebody else was actually really interested in these flying ants. And I was thinking, I just find it amazing that these creatures all in the one country come out at different days. And what I found really interesting was looking at the results. There was different types of flying ants, which to me, they're just great big things that got caught in the hair. And it was just like, wow, this is really, really interesting what other people have experienced across the UK. And it was just written very well. And I just felt, yes, genuine. And when you see like advertisements on TV and they say, oh, tested by 9 out of 10 cats, etc. You go, oh yes, right, how many? But I knew that I had participated and so had everybody else, and it was a genuine, trustworthy result.
So after taking part in this citizen science project, this flying ant survey, did your definition of science change from tedious to something else?
So yes, it means taking something, doing something and getting a result. Like a very basic science is cooking an egg. You're taking it raw, cooking it and getting a different product. So this way we're taking the flying ants, we're catching them, writing why, and then we're getting the end result of discovering all the different types, areas, days that the flying ants come out. it's breaking down the unknown and putting it into an understandable way that people can understand, really.
There you go. Is that the first time you've expressed that?
Yes.
But it's quite interesting to try and express that, the word, in your own terms, though. Has that helped you figure out a bit more of what you think it is?
Definitely, yes. There's been a very good series on TV recently which has been breaking down astronomy aspects, and I was thinking of that at the time, thinking, wow, all this out there has just always been unknown and kind of part of the astrophysics side, and it's like, well, this is just wonderful that this science is coming through to people.
So you've developed for yourself a much more nuanced understanding of what science is. So does this mean that you're going to then carry on and do some more citizen science projects? Are you going to stay involved?
Oh, I'd love to. I'd really love to, because it's just the unknown coming into your house, and it's just wonderful. It really is.
If we go back to when you were a child doing science at school, how would you have wanted to do science at school then, now that you have this experience of citizen science?
I think we should have done more experiments that are more day-to-day, that affect you. Like, I've got vague recollections of something to do, I think, putting two bits of wire together and something happening. And it was kind of like, well, what is this to do with me in everyday life? How's this going to affect me?
So you wanted something that was a bit more personal?
More to help you understand going forward in life, really.
So Louisa seemed to have a complete overhaul of what she thought science really meant, going from tedious and boring to exciting, exhilarating and interesting. But what do you think science means? Leave us a comment on Audioboo below, or get involved with the conversation on Twitter using the hashtag Citizens of Science. Next week will be the last episode in this mini-series, and I'm speaking to Helen Roy, who is an ecologist, science communicator and citizen science project manager. That's it for this week. Thanks for listening. The Citizens of Science podcast is supported by the Citizen Cyber Lab and is produced by Julie Gould, with theme music by Pitch X.